This week on the Out of Chicago podcast, we're talking all about the Winter Conference. So in just 6 days, actually, less than that, depending on when you're listening to this, or maybe you totally missed it, we are having our first ever Out of Chicago Winter Conference. And that means that we're going to be getting together. It's February 20th. We have some amazing speakers lined up. We're not going to be doing all the photo walks and everything like we do in the summer, but we have some really great presentations. It's going to be lots of fun. You're going to be hanging out with everyone, and I think that you're really going to enjoy it. And it's not all that expensive. You use a code WINTER50, you'll get $50 off, and it's only $99 to sign up for the conference. And like I said, it's going to be a ton of fun. I think that you're going to like it. So this podcast today, all I'm going to be talking about is the Winter Conference. That's it. That's what's on my mind right now. We're working hard to put together people's schedules and badges and make sure we got people in the right rooms. And we're working on all that stuff. But we're also trying to get the word out, make sure that everyone knows about it. And if you can make it, please come. Yeah, we've already checked the weather, too. It looks like the weather's going to be in the upper 40s, and they're not calling for any precipitation as of right now. So it should be great. It should be a great time to get together, hang out with some really cool photographers, learn some new things, and just have a great Saturday, February 20th. It's in Grays Lake. So if you are one of those people that's like, man, why do I have to drive all the way down to Chicago to go to the Out of Chicago Conference, although that kind of makes sense, but we're out in the suburbs and it's going to be great. So if you're interested in coming, this whole podcast is about the Winter Conference and about some of these photographers. So if you know that you can't make it and are not interested in learning some new stuff about some of these up-and-coming photographers that we've got speaking, then this may not be the podcast for you, and that's okay. But I think it's going to be a good podcast. If you are going to the conference, I think you're really going to enjoy it. Get to know a few of the people that will be speaking there, and we'll give you the lowdown, everything you need to know about the conference. So with that, we're going to head right into talking about the agenda. Here we go. So I told you it's in Grays Lake. It's at the College of Lake County, the University Center there. If you've ever been to the Lake County Camera Club, any of their meetings, it's in the same location. So you kind of know where you're going there, but it's in Grays Lake. It's very easy to get to if you're anywhere in the north suburbs up to Wisconsin, really anywhere. It's not far off the expressway. It's a good location. We're going to start registration at 8 in the morning, so get there. We're going to have a bunch of vendors there as well. We'll talk about those vendors. And then at 8:30, our first session will start. It's actually with everyone all together in the main room, and I'll be there. I'll welcome everyone there, welcome our speakers. And after we get through a little bit of introductions, then we're going to go right into our keynote speaker. Now, we just added this keynote speaker. I mentioned it in the last one, and it's Adam Jones. If you don't know Adam Jones, you got to go look him up. Amazing wildlife, nature, macro, landscape photographer. He's a Canon Explorer of Light, and just in the last like week or so, we got him added to the conference. He's going to be fantastic. I saw him last year at SWIMSEA, Southwest Michigan Camera Club Council Conference in Michigan, and he was phenomenal. You want to see this presentation. He talks about everything that he does. He talks about all the different types of photography he does. He gives hints and tips for all of it. He's got great stories. He's traveled the world. He gives, workshops around the world doing this stuff. So we're really lucky to get him. He's just coming in from a workshop where they were shooting cowboys, horses out in the snow in Montana. And he's off again to travel to some other place around the world, like later in the day. So he is coming in just for us. It's going to be great. We're really lucky to have Adam Jones. And so I hope that you can make it just to see that keynote. As a matter of fact, the keynote, because it's sponsored by Canon, he's a Canon Explorer of Light, that keynote presentation is free. If you want to come check out our vendors, say hi to some people, and see Adam Jones, that's free. You need to sign up online. You need to go to, well, if you go to Out of Chicago, there's a link there, or you can go to the winter site, which is winter.outofchicago.com. You need to sign up and say, yep, I'm coming to see Adam Jones. So you need to be registered, but it's free. It's free to register. It's free to come to just that first part of it. The rest of the day, you need to sign up for the conference. But if you just want to see that first part, you come, you'll see it. It's amazing. You'll already have a great day. But then again, I also hope you'll be like, oh man, I could just stay for the rest of this. It's not too much money and it's going to be great. So either way, he's going to be amazing and the rest of it's going to be really good too. So I said that we'll have some exhibitors there. We're going to have a few booths. So let me talk to you about who's going to be there. First off, I think that Canon actually will be there. That's a little bit up in the air, but I think they'll be there showing off some of their stuff. We know for sure that WHCC, White House Custom Color, if you don't know WHCC, you're going to get to know them. They're amazing. They are a print lab up in, I think, Minneapolis, and they're phenomenal. I don't do a ton of printing. Actually, we talked about this when I was on Valerie Jardin's podcast, Street Focus, and one of the questions on the Q&A was, you know, do you print? And I was like, man, I don't do a lot of my own printing, but when I do and I send it out, I always send it out to WHCC. And so I love those guys. They're great because if you live in Chicago, if you live in the Chicagoland area or anywhere in the Midwest, you basically put an order in before, I forget the time, like 6 p.m. or something, and you don't get it the next day, but you get it the day after that, and it's free shipping and totally worth it. And I've never once had an issue with an image where it didn't look the way that I thought that it would. So WHCC, they're great. They'll be there and they'll hook you up with some stuff so that you could start printing through them. Another one, you might be super excited about this. And this guy's great. I've had friends go to him and have had nothing but just the most amazing experiences with his company, and it's Jacob Kim. He works at Metro Camera Repair. It's in Glenview, Illinois, and he's great. I've always in the past thought, you know, if I've got a Canon camera, I've got a Nikon camera, I got to send a Canon, I got to send it to Nikon and make sure it's being done right. And I've usually had very good success going that route, but from what I've heard from other people going to Jacob, he is better than going to these places. And not only that, but can be cheaper. Like when you go to Canon and you send it in, even if it's through like Canon Professional Services, if it's something small, they might still charge you like $300. If he's like, oh, it'll take me like an hour or so, it's going to be much cheaper. So he's a good option. He's very fair. He's very honest. He's going to be there and he's going to be doing sensor cleanings. I think I heard this right. He's going to be doing sensor cleanings for $10. So if you're interested in getting your sensor cleaned, you got that one little dust spot that never goes away and you're like, man, I don't want to do this myself. $10, bring your camera, drop it off, pick it up later in the day, $10, and you get a clean sensor and go home. So Jacob Kim, Metro Camera Repair, he's great. We're also going to have people from Sigma there. Sigma, you know Sigma lenses. They make amazing wildlife lenses. Their new art series is great. These prime lenses go down to 1.4 and they're phenomenal, phenomenally sharp and everything. So they're going to have their lenses on display and you get a chance to try them out at the event. And the big one, if you're interested in buying anything, is that we have partnered with Helix Camera. And you might have thought that Helix was out of business. Well, it is not out of business anymore. Valerie Matos has actually reinvigorated the entire brand. And Helix is now in Itasca, Illinois. And I've yet to be there but to get to the store. But I hear that it is a great store. I know that she is working so hard to really put together a great brick and mortar photography camera store here in the Chicago area, because there's been a lot of struggles with keeping a store going. We just lost Calumet again. And so in Itasca, Valerie's got this going on and she's going to be there. She's going to have gear for you guys to look at. And if you're interested in buying something, she hopefully will have it on hand. Otherwise, I know she will get it shipped out to you. So Helix will be there, Canon, Sigma, Jacob, WHCC. We kind of run the gamut of all the different stuff, and they'll all be set up there and more than willing to talk to you. So come early, talk with them. come for Adam Jones at 8:30, and then we got speakers all day, and that's what I'm going to talk to you about. I'm going to introduce you to each of our speakers here, and yeah, maybe I'm really super boring. I think these people are all amazing. We had a ton of people apply to teach at the Out of Chicago Winter Conference, and this is what we narrowed it down to. Actually, maybe I should talk about that. We'll talk just briefly. You know, where did this vision come from? Well, one thing was there's a lot of people that don't want to come down to Chicago to come to the Out of Chicago Summer Conference. And so instead, this is a whole lot easier. So if you're one of those people, we're doing this for you. So you should come. Also, we wanted an opportunity to get some speakers. What's happening with the summer conference is that the names that we have speaking at this thing, like Rick Salmon and Brian Peterson and, you know, all these names that we have at that thing, it's gotten out of control with these really popular photographers. It's becoming more and more difficult to bring in new people. When originally I had this whole thing planned as like, it's just a bunch of my friends and we're going to teach some classes. It's going to be great. And so I've lost that opportunity to bring in more of my friends and people that I know are really good, but haven't done a whole lot of teaching before. And so that's what this was. That's what this is. That's what the Out of Chicago Winter Conference is. It's people, some people, I'll tell you which ones as we go through, some people that are teaching maybe for the first time or have taught 3 or 4 times, and they just haven't gotten recognized as much as they should. And this is an opportunity for us to bring more of those people into it. But we have kind of like the rising stars and some really exciting people teaching. So that's a little bit behind the scenes of what we are thinking with the Winter Conference. So with that being said, let me tell you, we have like 17 presenters, and I think actually 19 total when you count our featured presenters. So let's go right from the beginning. Here we go. Well, before I get into each of these speakers, let me run down quickly the agenda. We said at 8:30, we're going to be starting the keynote. I'm going to introduce people. It's going to be great. That's 8:30 to 10. And then we actually have 5 different sessions that you can go to. I don't know the best way to say this, but like 5 different session blocks. 10:15 to 11:15, 11:30 to 12:30, you know, all the way until 5:30 in the evening, and with lunch in there too. But in each one of these, we have 5 classrooms. So you have 5 classes to choose from in each one. When you go and sign up, you'll get a chance to say, yeah, session 1, I want to do this. Session 2, I want to do this, and so on. So really, there's like 25 classes, 5 different sessions with 5 different classes going on in each one. So we're going to run through each of the speakers. Many of them are speaking more than once. So if there's some overlap, you'll get a chance to see them at a different session. But you're going to end up seeing, besides just Adam Jones, you're going to see 5 other really phenomenal photographers talking about what they do best. So, and then the last thing, this is the best thing of the whole day. This is the part I'm looking forward to more than anything else because I'm really nervous about everything else. By the way, Melinda told me that I should not talk so fast, so I will try my best. And because I was talking too fast there. So the last thing is at 5:30 after the last session, if you are signed up for the party, we're having a pizza party afterward. We're going to Bill's Pub. I guess it's called Bill's Pub North. And we're going there directly after that 5th session. We've got, you know, like this back area blocked off. We're going to have pizzas there. We're going to grab your own drinks. And it's going to be tons of fun. I don't know. Maybe we're getting you soft drinks. I don't really know. Again, Melinda probably knows. But that's at 5:30. The presenters will be there. You'll get a chance to talk with them, you know, like rub shoulders, whatever. Is that the right phrase? Whatever. We're going to Bill's Pub afterward. I'm excited about it because we're going to get pizza, and it's really good if you've never been there. So it's like an extra $20 it says it right here. You get pizza, you get soft drinks, and you'll be hanging out with everyone, and it's going to be great. So that's afterwards. So it's a full day of fun and hanging out with great photographers. That's one of those parts, that last part, like the last like 3 minutes where I'm like, maybe I should re-record that, but I'm not going to. Okay, so we're going to keep going. Let's talk about the first person. I got tabs open on each one of these, and it talks about all of them. I'm going to tell you what I know about each of these people, and I don't even know if I know how to say all their names right, but I'm going to try my best. And the reason I say that is because the first one is Kristen. I got that part. Kristen Umuna. Kristen Umuna, I've actually known her through the Chicago Photographic Society. I've known her for probably 4 or 5 years now. And when I first got to know her, I followed her on Flickr. I followed her on Facebook. And I saw her out at like the Chicago Botanic Garden. And she's shooting these amazing like dragonfly photos and flower photos. And that's how she started. But she gradually, and I think it happened as she was having children as well, she started to photograph families. And she's turned into just this fantastic family photographer. You got to go check out some of her images. She is amazing. I don't know. She kind of reminds me of like Lindsay Adler or something, where it's like, oh, she's kind of really young but excited about it. That's great. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, dang, she's really, really good. So that's Kristen Umuna, and she is wonderful. She's going to be teaching. It's called Styling and Photographing Genuine Child Portraits, and it's going to be all about what she does, how she gets these great family photos. And I think it's going to be awesome to see for people that are interested in going into that type of a field, but also people that are just interested in getting better pictures of their family, whether it's your kids or your grandkids or your family's kids or, you know, like your friend's kids, I'm trying to say, any of that. So she's great, and just look at some of the photos that she makes, and it's just like, just think of like really good family photos, but like boosted up a couple of notches. They're great. So that's Kristen Umuna. Next person, Scott Lawrence. All right, so Scott just moved here from Florida just a couple of years ago, and he's just been doing like corporate stuff his whole life, and he decided, I'm going to do photography, and he's thrown himself into it 100%. I've even talked to some of my friends. They're like, oh, yeah, we know Scott Lawrence. He like photographs our kids and photographs his other stuff. But what he's really known for now is his headshots. He's trained under Peter Hurley. I think you probably know who he is. And he kind of has that Peter Hurley thing, and he's got his own little spin to it as well. But he did my headshot. He's done lots of other people's connected with out of Chicago. He's got the headshot thing down, and that's what he's going to be teaching about, is how to take great headshots. So step away from the selfie stick, professional headshots. Because if you're a photographer, here's kind of the bottom line. If you're a photographer and you're interested in just taking cool pictures for yourself, that's one thing. But if you want to get out there and you want to be more well-known, if you want to have an online presence, you need to have a decent headshot that you can give to people. And that was kind of an issue with this whole thing with the Out of Chicago Winter Conference too, is that when these people applied to teach, I said, well, I need you to give me your bio, I need your course description, and I need a headshot. And it's amazing how many of them did not have a headshot, or you could tell kind of, you know, one of those pictures where it's like, I could have swore there was another person in that picture and you just cropped yourself, you know, as the only part of it. So you don't want to do that. So that's what this is all about, is how to take great headshots, and it could even apply to getting your own headshots. So that's Scott Lawrence, and he's going to be teaching headshots. Next guy, Curtis Newborn. Now, Curtis has been a professional commercial photographer for 25 years. And I had breakfast with him a ways back when we first started to try and get this group together. And he is a great guy. And he's going to be talking all about going full time as a photographer. And he kind of like, he's done it and he's changed gears. He's pivoted. He's done all that throughout his career to try different things. So he knows what it takes. He knows the struggles, and he also knows what things are going to make you successful. And so that's what he's talking about. Is life as a full-time photographer, is it for you? So that's Curtis Newborn. If you're thinking at all about trying to go professional in terms of your photography, you want to see his course. Our next person, Keith French. You may have met Keith last year at the summer conference. He was working one of the booths at the reception, handing out t-shirts and selling out of Chicago gear, and was also helping us a whole bunch during the entire event. He's a great guy. He's been a full-time professional photographer since 2001. He actually ran his own camera store as well, and did that for many years, and taught all the classes there. And besides that, he was in the Marines. He's done it all. So Keith's a great guy. He is going to be teaching all about, he's like, oh, it's the winter conference. Well, dang, someone ought to be teaching about winter photography. So he's going to be talking about tips for going out and getting amazing shots in the snow, for just going out and, you know, hiking in the snow, safe and effective winter photography with Keith French. So that's our next one. And I know that he's going to be good. He's got a ton of experience teaching. And like I said, he's been a full-time photographer for a long time. The next person is one of my favorites. I think I have to say that, or otherwise she'd be mad at me. And that is Lara Joy Brynaldson. I think I said her name right. Lara Joy Brynaldson. And Lara Joy is a travel photographer. She's a good friend of ours. She's helped out. If you saw any of the talks last year at the summer conference in the main room, in the lake room, like if you saw Brian Peterson or Elia Locardi or any of the people that were in that largest room, she was running that room. She was introducing people in that room. And so you may have met her in the past. She is a travel photographer. She does a lot of travel for her work, and she does a lot of travel on her own. And she's led some tour groups like to Italy before. And she is going to be talking about travel photography. And she's going to be talking about, the title of her thing is Making Storytelling Travel Images. And so I think that I know a lot of what she talks about is like, don't buy something like The Photographer's Guide to Chicago. That's like the worst thing you could do. Instead, go figure out and see the stories that are happening in front of you. Don't try and search out like one place to get one iconic image, but actually try and go beyond that. And in some ways, just leave yourself open, like I said, to like what's happening in front of you. So I think she'll be talking about how she does that. She'll be sharing her images. And if you're interested in travel photography at all, she's going to give you something to think about a little bit beyond the normal travel photography stuff. Next up is Mike Trahan, and he is a bird and wildlife photographer, all sorts of nature photography. And so it kind of sounds like he's similar to Adam Jones. But what I love about what Mike's going to be teaching, and he's a great guy, great teacher, by the way, I've seen him teach before. What I love about what he's going to be teaching is that this is we're concentrating on Chicago people. Well, concentrating on teaching people that are in Chicago. So he is going to tell us about the best places to go in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, to shoot all this stuff, to shoot bird photography or to do wildlife photography. So that's what his main concentration is here. So if you're interested in this type of photography, he's going to be telling you the best places to go. Some of us get to go to Africa maybe, you know, once a year or something, but not very many of us. So he's going to be talking about the best things that you can shoot around here. And I've always believed that you make the most of what you have. And we do actually have some amazing places for, migration with birds and that. So he's going to be talking about those. Make the best of what we've got in this area. Because in some ways, what we have here, that's not available in other places around the world. So we got to do the best with what we got. So that's Mike Trahan. He's going to be teaching bird and wildlife photography and talking about the best places in the Chicago area. Now, the next guy, we had him on the podcast a few weeks ago, and it's Nick Sennett, and he is one of the partners at the Richard Stromberg Photography School down in Chicago. And if you missed that podcast, go back and listen to that. He talks all about the school. It's a wonderful place, great place to go learn photography. And at the winter conference, he's going to be talking about his specialty, and his specialty, he calls it it's called liquid photography. He does a workshop called Drips, Drops, and Delusions, which is kind of cool. But what he's talking about is dropping objects into water or into milk or into these colored gels. And he makes these amazing images, capturing these with flash. And he's going to talk all about how to do that at his talk at the winter conference. So that's Nick Sennett. If you're interested in that kind of thing, really it's like perfect for these winter months where you're like, yeah, it'd be great to go out and shoot in the snow, but maybe I could just stay down in my basement. Or I think he says he does this kind of stuff like in his garage sometimes too. You just put down some, you know, some plastic and go to town dropping and throwing things and getting these great images of it all frozen in the air. Really cool. So that's Nick Sennett. Next guy, my kind of guy here, Michael Kirkland. He does like landscape photography, and he also does a lot of architectural photography. So he shoots down in Chicago, but he shoots all over the world. He's got great landscape images, and he's going to be talking all about how he does his post-processing. Most of what he does is using Nik software, and so he's going to talk about how to take your images that are already good and to really, you know, step them up a notch using Nik software. So he's going to talk about all sorts of stuff with that. And if you've never seen his images, after you see a couple of them, you'll be like, yes, I'd like to know how to do that. So that's Michael Kirkland teaching Nik software. The next person. No, it's not one person. It's two people. It's Allison Newberry and Matt Sparapani. And they're both, I want to say high school. They're both teachers. I know that for sure. And they're great. I love my kids, but I also would love their life too, which is that every summer they both have the summer off and they plan the entire year for their summer break to go somewhere amazing. So they've been to Africa, they've been to Iceland, they've been all over the world, and they take the entire time just at that one place. So they're going to be talking about how they do all that stuff, but they're going to be concentrating on how they share that with the rest of the world. And so their class is called WordPress 101, Start Your Own Photography Blog Today. And I think that this is really important. If you are the type of person that likes to do Facebook and you like to do social media, but you want to take it that next step further and you want to have your own website, there are ways to do it like Squarespace and like SmugMug and Zenfolio. And I think those are all good. But if you want to get into something that can take you way beyond that, the only answer is WordPress. And so you can make WordPress really easy, but you can also, like I said, you could add anything to it. It's what we run out of Chicago on. It's what most major websites are built on nowadays. And with this, it's free software. You can buy add-ons or whatever from other companies, but this is free software. You just have to have like a way to host it as well. So I'm sure they'll go into some easy ways to do that. But if you want to get started with a real website that would have the power to do anything in the future, WordPress is the way to go. And Matt and Allison, that's what they're going to be teaching. So I highly recommend the WordPress 101 course. And that is what they're going to be teaching at the winter conference. If you haven't figured it out yet, you're going to come on the winter conference. You're going to come and start out with one of the world's best photographers, Adam Jones. And then you're going to choose from five of these other photographers, and you're going to make the most amazing day out of it and then finish with pizza. So it's going to be a great day. And I still got a few more people to tell you about. The next one is Jim Welninski. Now, Jim, I know him for his architectural photography, and I love what he does with architecture, and he does phenomenal black and white photography. But what he's going to be teaching, really, this is like the whole key to how he makes his images so amazing most of the time, is he's going to be teaching long exposure photography, long exposure techniques. So he does this stuff where he is, actually, I think I talked about him because he's also going to be speaking at the summer conference. We're talking like 10, 12, 15 stop neutral density filters so that you can shoot in the middle of the day and get a 4 or 5 minute long exposure. He's always shooting these long exposures. It makes this like magical kind of a dream type of image. And that's what he's going to be teaching here. At the summer conference, I think he's teaching more about how he does his black and whites and long exposure, but here he's concentrating just on the long exposure stuff that he's doing. And I'm really excited to see that class. Now, most of these people that I'm talking about, besides like Adam, who's from Louisville, and we're going to have Ralph Velasco as well. We talked with him a couple of weeks ago, and he's from Chicago, but he lives in California now. Pretty much everybody else is in the Chicago area, except for Sherry Miller. Now, Sherry Miller's from Des Moines, and I don't even know how I got to know her in the first place, but she is a really interesting photographer, really good photographer, and she is going to be teaching, contemplative photography. So, in other words, like, not just like, oh, there's something cool, let's shoot that, but really thinking, contemplating, really thinking about the images that you're going to take. So it's contemplative photography, seeing anew, and you'll be blown away by some of the images she makes. It's things that you would never think about shooting. A lot of it is macro, a lot of it is very abstract, but I love this. She says that she has a passion for finding beauty in our ordinary everyday lives. So there's like a picture of a feather that she's got, and it's like a macro shot where it's in really close, but it's gorgeous, where most people are like, it's a dirty feather. But she's able to take these things. And to me, that's what photography is all about, is seeing the world in a different way. And so that's what she's doing here. And so I'm excited to see her presentation. And I think there's more to what she's going to be talking about. I think that she's going to be talking also about making photography an important part of your life. It's not just about making a pretty picture. It's about, you know, how do you now see the world, view the world differently because of the way that you approach your photography as an art. So I'm very excited to see Sherry Miller. Man, these people are all amazing. You guys shouldn't do this, but I'm going to have to hop around from class to class to see a little bit of everyone. You shouldn't do that. It'd be bad. It'd be like distracting, but I'm allowed. I get to do it, right? Yeah. I don't know. Next up, Ricardo Williams. He's been a photographer for 10 years, and he has some very interesting shots. It's actually kind of rare to see a photographer doing the things that he's done, especially for a guy. Like, I can think of a lot of females that do, like, what's the best way to say it? It's like conceptual portraits where they are almost always the subject. And that's what he does. And his shots are great. So he's going to be talking about how he does his type of photography. It's self-portraiture photography with Ricardo Williams. And he's going to talk all about how he sets these things up, how he lights them, how he does all of that stuff in his classes. You kind of got to go see his images to know what I'm talking about. It's not just like... It's definitely not like a headshot type of thing. Very interesting, conceptual, you know, there's a story that goes along with the whole thing. And so that's Ricardo Williams. He's going to be great and kind of really different than everybody else. And you think about it. I mean, think about the wide range we have here, going from architectural photography to bird photography to this self-portraiture. We kind of got everything. But what I love is that I think any photographer could come in here and say, yeah, those are like the two or three things that I like to do. And then at the same time, they can say, those are two or three things that I never even considered before, but I'd love to learn more about. And to me, at the end of the Out of Chicago summer conferences, it's usually people that are more excited, not about learning a little bit more about what they already like, but that they've been inspired to try something new. And I think that's going to be the case with this one too. The next one is Harry Hitzeman. I hope I'm saying Harry's last name right. But Harry is a professional fine art landscape photographer, and he's been a teacher for a long time. And he makes these amazing landscape photos of the national parks. He's been all across the country. He also does a lot of the stuff around Chicago, too. And I think that he wins the contest for best title. Here's the title of his class. It's How to Use Your Intuition and Imagination to Create Impactful Photographs. And man, just listen to that title. How do you not want to go see that class? So he's going to be talking all about, so it's intuition, imagination. You know, really, it's like one of those things. How to go beyond, okay, I'm standing in front of this beautiful landscape. How do you take that to the next step to really set your images apart. So I think that Harry's presentation is going to be one of the best of the day. You don't want to miss that. And just looking at his images, it's another one of those things like, yes, I want to be able to shoot like that. And so I can't wait to hear kind of some of the insights and behind the scenes for his photography. The next person is a good friend of mine. This is Lorraine Mahoney, and she taught at the Kep School this last year. And she is known for her, well, storm chasing and her weather photos. She has just these amazing photos of tornadoes and amazing photos of like her in front of these tornadoes. And she shoots lightning. And I see this stuff and I go the other way and she pulls out her camera. I don't know how she does it, but she's got great stuff. And you'll see her all the time on WGN. Tom Skilling is showing her stuff and she's great. So she's going to talk all about, her title is Capturing Severe Weather. She's going to talk all about like the apps that you can use to storm chase, but she's talking about it all from a photographer's perspective. When I saw part of her presentation at CAPS, it was really interesting to hear, not just like, well, you want to get yourself in, like near the tornado. She would say like how close you would want to get, not just to stay safe, but to get the best picture too. And then she'd talk about like, what direction do you want to be shooting it from? So she's thinking about all those things when she's doing this, and it leads to some just fantastic pictures. She just had her this one tornado photo published in the latest National Geographic book, and it's kind of scary to look at and beautiful at the same time. So that's Lorraine Mahoney. She is great. Next up is a really good friend of mine, and he and I used to go shoot all the time, and then we both had kids and the family and that whole thing, and I haven't seen him in forever, but this is Christopher Foltz. And Christopher, his story kind of reminds me of Kristen's that we talked about earlier, where she was shooting dragonflies at the Botanic Garden and now is like this like famous family photographer. Well, Christopher, I would follow him on Flickr and I'd be like, oh, those are some great places to go shoot, and I'd go find all these new places to shoot in Chicago. And that was always a ton of fun. And then he was like, oh, I'll shoot a wedding or two. Well, now that's like his thing. He is like one of the big wedding photographers in Chicago. So he's going to be talking about shooting weddings and shooting engagement sessions. And I think he's going to talk also about incorporating, I mean, you look at every one of his images and they incorporate Chicago in the photo. So whether it's on the bridges or, you know, out by the lake or whatever it is, he's going to talk about how you incorporate the city into your shots. And that's kind of fun. But he's going to be talking wedding photography basics. So it may not be like for someone that's been shooting weddings for a while already, but I think someone that's like, wow, people keep asking me if I'll shoot their wedding. I think if you come to this, you'll be, 500% better than if you were to just go into it as a bird photographer or whatever on your own. So that's Christopher Foltz. And I think that that's going to be a good one. If you're interested at all in shooting weddings, he's going to be great. And next is Amy Kiley. Amy Kiley, I think I got to know her through Angie McMonagle. It's a friend of Angie's, and she shoots fine art portraits, is what she says. They're black and white, and she shoots families. But it's very different than like what Kristen does, that her shots, well, like it says, they're fine art. She just seems to capture this moment. It's not always, I don't want this to sound bad, but like Kristen's are like, let's capture the family in its best light and make you guys look great. You're going to want to put it on the wall. Amy is going deeper than that. She's capturing these children's emotions, and maybe not always in the way you want. I'm not saying they're like crying and everything, but like very serious, very deep, very emotional. And you can see that she's using a lot of photographic techniques with the backlighting and with the lenses she's using. I'm very interested to see how much she's going to go into all of that in her session. It's Fine Art Photography with Amy Kiley, but it's going to be all about photographing people and really adding this really deep, intense, emotional spin to it. And I think it's one of the sessions of all of them that I'm most excited to see. So Amy Kiley and Fine Art Photography. And the last person we talked to him not too long ago was Ralph Velasco. He's a travel photographer. Like I said, he's in California now. But like he's, well, actually, when we interviewed him, I said, yeah, you're like in California. He's like, no. What was the word that he used? Like location independent or something like that. Like he doesn't have a permanent home. He's turned into one of those guys. He travels so much that he doesn't have a permanent home. So I think he comes back and stays with his family here in Chicago when he's here in Chicago. But he's all over the place. And so, you know, he just went with Frederick Van Johnson and they went to Vietnam. He's going off. He's just all over the world. He's like, oh, it's another 2 weeks in this part of the world and I'm off. So he's going to be talking all about kind of what he talked about in our podcast a little bit, like shooting from a shot list. And he's going to talk about some tips. If you got a trip coming up and you're like, man, I really want to get some good travel images. He's got some really good tips for things to think about going into the trip. And then to keep in mind for that shot list, like, you know, it's more than just, like I was saying with Lara Joy, it's more than just trying to find those iconic places that you want to tell the story of a place. And so he goes deep into, all right, maybe we're going to try and follow this kind of a theme. He said people have come on his trips before and they're like, I'm going to concentrate on umbrellas. And you're like, well, that's kind of silly. Maybe every once in a while we'll see an umbrella. But when you start looking for them, you start seeing them all the time. And so you come up with a theme and you follow that. And he said maybe you have three or four themes, but you keep looking for those things. And it makes it so that the images you get are much different than if you just like walk around looking for those icons. So look back. Think about all these people we have. We've got amazing travel photographers, architectural photographers, nature photographers, portrait photographers. They're all different from all different walks of life. And that's a whole conversation we can talk about too. Like when you tell someone, oh yeah, I'm a photographer, they're like, oh, that's great. Would you shoot my wedding? Would you go take pictures of my family? Well, if you're like a bird photographer, you may have no idea how to do that. I'm trying to say that different types of photography, it's almost like it's a completely different skill set than other types of photography. But I think that if you come to this, you're going to get some very interesting inspiration in areas that you may never have expected it before. So it's the winter conference. It's February 20th. Maybe you're listening to this in 5 years. It's February 20th, 2016, Grays Lake, Illinois. It's $99. You go to outofchicago.com to sign up, or winter.outofchicago.com takes you straight to the winter site. And it's going to be a ton of fun. I'll be there. All the Out of Chicago people will be there. We'll be hanging out. We'll be taking you to the classes. And we'll be going for pizza afterward. I can't think of a better way to spend a Saturday. And like I said, we've added Adam Jones. That's going to be fantastic. So I know that you're going to love his presentation, and then you go off and do whatever other ones you want. When you register, you'll get to pick those classes right then. So it's not like you have to rush off to your next class and hope that you can get in. You'll be signed up for it. And as long as you're signed up, you're in the class. So it takes a lot of extra work on our part to make that happen, but we think it's worth it, and we hope you agree. So we put a ton of work into this. We hope that if you're not already signed up, that you come out. If you are already signed up, hopefully this get you a little bit excited. You know, maybe you're listening to this on the way to work or way home from work, and you're like, all right, I can't wait for Saturday. This is going to be great. And if you're not signed up, go sign up. Are you kidding? Come on, let's get going. It's going to be fun. Gonna be great. All right, I will see you Saturday, 8 a.m. sharp, and can't wait to meet you if I haven't already. All right, that's it for the Out of Chicago conference. We'll see you next time. Oh, did I say the conference? That's it for the Out of Chicago podcast. I'll see you next time. Yeah.